Larry Goebel is supervisor for the Department of Public Works in Burlington. He says in the last few weeks, old brass plaques, some older than he is, have been pried off of commemorative boulders and monuments from local parks.
It's kind of upsetting to see that happen in a community that you think those type of things don't happen, but they do. And I don't know if we actually even have a picture of what the original wording was on them.
Goebel says they've checked with local scrap metal buyers to see if anyone sold the plaques, but so far there's been no word. He says he doesn't really get why people would steal the historic signs.
A lot of it has to do with illegal street drugs. It's a very easy way for somebody to get a quick buck to go get a fix.
Brian Lukens, a detective with the Dane County Sheriff's Office, says Goebel's problem is a national one. He says a new state law went into effect this spring to better regulate sales of scrap metal and hopefully track metal thieves. Buyers are now expected to keep thorough records, including the seller's identification, license plate number, and description of the items sold.
They've been fairly receptive to trying to give me whatever information I possibly could ask for. Some of the local dealers have even installed cameras and are being more than willing to give us copies of the footage that their cameras have taken.
Lukens says metal thieves in Wisconsin cost taxpayers, homeowners, and business owners hundreds of thousands of dollars each year. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.